Hi, I'm Kendra Corman, the host of Imperfect Marketing. If you're a solopreneur, small business owner, or marketer, you know marketing is far from a perfect science. And that's why this podcast is called Imperfect Marketing. Here you will hear from marketing experts and successful business owners about their marketing tips and, of course, their lessons learned along the way. Hi, Kendra Corman here, and thank you for tuning in for another Imperfect Marketing Brief, where we learn from the mistakes and successes of some companies. So, let's talk about a business that sells automated marketing software that forgot to renew its domain name. Yes, it exists. I cannot believe this, but back in 2017, Marketo started receiving customer complaints reporting that its systems weren't working. All of their marketing emails use Marketo.com to track user interactions, but every hyperlink, image, and form in millions of client emails went dead. The company's website vanished. All of its apps failed. 2 hours later, the company was tweeting, clearly in a panic, that it was looking into the problem. They said, "We are aware of the issue with Marketo.com domain and we're working quickly to resolve it. We apologize for any inconvenience." Now, luckily, one of their customers was a great person and a domain name specialist. He quickly figured out what was going wrong and that the company didn't renew its registration. It expired. Can you believe that? So he tweeted the company that he purchased their domain. His name is Travis Preble, I believe. He registered their domain for $38 and paid the $35.99 restatement fee. He tweeted the invoice to the company, $74 for an organization once valued at $1.8 billion. He tweeted them, "I renewed your domain at Marketo. Hopefully things will be back up soon." Now, it did not give him access to the domain control panel, so he was unable to change the internet addresses, name servers from the registrar's pending renewal deletion back to the Marketo servers. But they found their domain guy and switched their name servers back. And it felt like it was hours. So the CEO said, and his name is Steve Lucas, he tweeted, "Resolving DNS issues, RE, regarding our site, and I profusely apologize to everyone. No excuses, just fixing." And before leaving at the end of the day, he responded personally to Travis Preble, thanking him for helping out. "Travis, I'm grateful to you for your help today. It means a lot that you care enough to take action." Now, how did a company the size of Marketo forget to renew its domain or not use the auto-renew button that every single registration site offers? It's a little bit crazy, right? But what you have to remember is we get lots of renewals on a regular basis. If you're a small business owner like myself, I get notifications about renewing my domain or my domain's going to expire by people that don't have my domain. They don't control my domain. They're scams looking to transfer the domain into their management and to get me money. I've had a couple of my nonprofits that had this issue where they were told to pay bills and were tricked into paying them. So know where your domain is listed. Make sure you know when the renewals are. Make sure you check and whitelist any emails from your domain server. And do not make the same mistake that Marketo made. A multi-billion dollar company systems all stopped working because of their domain. Something to think about. Thanks again for tuning in for another Imperfect Marketing Brief, where we learn from the mistakes and successes of companies and their marketing efforts.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Imperfect Marketing. Be sure to subscribe and visit KendraCorman.com/imperfectmarketing to view the show notes of all my podcast episodes. See you next week, same time, same place.